Welcome to the Launch Button Podcast, where we allot the secrets of successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors who found the courage to hit the launch button and take control of their destiny. Join me, Hugh Zaretsky, bestselling author, seasoned real estate investor, and serial entrepreneur, as we dive deep into inspiring stories and invaluable lessons that will empower you to break free from the ordinary and pursue your true passions. Are you feeling trapped in a job that drains your passion and leaves you yearning for more? Are you ready to accelerate your business and or real estate investing to take it to the next level? It's time to ignite your dreams and embrace the limitless possibilities that life has to offer. Get ready to launch into the life you've always desired by pressing the launch button.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Launch Button Podcast. Today, we want to talk about how we grow. And that's one of the biggest things, because there's a couple things that we have to do in order to grow. Number one, we got to set some boundaries. Number two, we've got to leave some stuff behind. And number three, we've got to make decisions and decide. So let's just start with that. In order to grow, right, we have to decide to, and when we decide, we cut things off, as Dr. Greg Kimball likes to say, we cut things off. So we make a decision to cut certain things off because we got to create space in our life. We got to create space in our life for new things to happen, which means we have to cut out certain things that have been taking up time. They've been taking up time. They've been taking up your energy. They've been taking up your brain power. They've been taking up thinking space for you. It might be worry. It might be stress, whatever it happens to be, but we've just got to decide to cut those off. So whatever those activities are that you need to cut out so you can create the time and space so that you can grow your business, you can grow your relationship, you can grow, you know, whatever it is that you want to grow, even like a plant. If you want to grow that, you've got to take time to water it. You've got to take time to make sure it gets enough sunlight, get enough food, water, all of the different things to go ahead and do that. And that's going to take some time out of your life. So what are you willing to cut off? That's the first thing that we have to, in order to grow, is we have to create space. And that's the first thing that we've got to do. Second, after we do that, all right, so we talked about we got to leave behind, we got to grow, and we've got to go ahead and talk about the boundaries that we're going to set. And the boundaries we set with people have to do with, I'm going to do this regardless of somebody else's behavior. So if my boundary is I am going to get a certain amount of hours of sleep, then I'm not going to go out at night, or I'm going to make different plans. I want a healthy diet. I've got to create a boundary that even when I go out, I'm going to modify what I normally order in order to do this. So there's boundaries. The boundary is going to happen, right? Regardless of somebody else's behavior, regardless of even my own behavior, I've got to create the boundary. I've got to go ahead and stop that. So you see that all the time where people stop smoking, people stop drinking, people stop doing drugs, whatever it is. They've now created a boundary. They're not going to do that. And all of a sudden that creates issues with their friends, that creates issues where they would normally hang out. So now they've got a boundary, they're not doing that. Same thing goes for people that want to lose weight. The problem is most people get weak at night. And that's when they cheat on their diets. They get weak at night, the willpower drops. So we've got to make sure that we're not in that position. You don't have food out, you're not snacking, those types of things. And the same thing in your business, right? If the boundary is I'm going to do this no matter what, and somebody wants to schedule a meeting with you, you got to say no. And it's okay. Create that boundary. People will actually respect you, and you teach people how to treat you. That's right. You actually teach people how to treat you. If you're constantly responding to their messages, they know they're always going to respond to you if you're constantly available for them. Or if you create some sort of boundaries that, hey, they need to contact you between these hours, and you can, that's the great thing about a scheduler. You can create a schedule and say, hey, here's when I'm free. Pick a time that works for you. You know, we just came off a cruise. It was an amazing time with like 50 or 60 people. And some people still want to connect. I said, here's my calendar. Do I want to book a meeting? Somebody booked it for the very first day. So we did the call today. Right. And those types of things. But on my schedule, it says what hours I'm available. And then it also blocks out if I've got other meetings in place. So that's already creating a boundary for people that want to connect with me. It's already creating a boundary for people that want access. And those are the types of things that you need to do to make sure that you're getting the things that you want to get done. And that's one of the most important things. In order to grow, you have to focus on what you want to do, not what other people do. And this came up on our call today. We run 3 weekly trainings. If you want to get plugged into those, reach out, send me a direct message. We'll talk about how we do our Monday Mojo. We do our accountability. We help you grow and scale your business. But on our call today, a lot of people like to serve, but they don't like to receive, right? Everybody wants to give help. They're not very good at asking for help or taking help. And, you know, no matter what religion you believe in, whether it's the Torah, whether it's the Bible, whether it's the Quran, it always says you've got to help yourself before you can help other people. That's one of the biggest keys that people forget, right? And sometimes they want to help so many people, they end up broke themselves and they need the help. And that's not what we want. We want to make sure that you're making the money that you, and then you're able to help thousands and millions of people because you're able to do that. So let's make sure that that's where we focus on and we create those boundaries for people. So in order to grow, we've got to create boundaries. We've got to make decisions and decide and cut certain things out of our life. And then we've got to help hold ourselves accountable or use a community, hold yourselves accountable. And I'll just tell you a quick story about the boat. We were on there with the Final Percent. It was a great event, but every day at 3 p.m., there was a workout. Now, most people on an all-inclusive cruise, they're not really focused on their fitness. They're not really focused on, right, their vitality and what they're doing. They're like, hey, let's go have some drinks. Let's overeat. We'll go on a diet as soon as we get off. This was the exact opposite. There was about anywhere from 15 to 30 of us in the gym every day at 3 p.m. Now, some people, you know, some days we were in port and went on sturgeon. So we were like snorkeling. We were doing different things out there. And so those days we weren't quite available. But the other days, everybody was there. And some days, you know, people didn't go on sturgeon. So they made sure they were at the workouts. And that was the difference. It was really set the tone. And people knew the purple people on the boat. Even though there was like 6,000 people on there, there was like 50 of us. They knew we were at the gym. They knew we were working out. They knew we were hanging out, those types of things. Some people drank, some people didn't. Again, that was a personal choice, but it didn't matter. It didn't have an impact. Oh, you were drinking. Oh, you're not. But we all knew we were going to be at the gym at 3 p.m. for everybody plugging in on the vitality and making sure we're getting bigger, better, stronger, and we're keeping our standards, right? So that's part of it. You got to keep your standards as you want to grow. What's my standard going to be? So we decided that we were going to work out every day at 3 p.m. And people did it. And then often we went from the workout into a sauna or a steam room, right? And that's how we sort of wrap things up. And we really kept that vitality going. So coming back off the cruise, everybody feels more energized because we kept our standards and we decided to go ahead and do that. We didn't decide to go overeat. We didn't decide to go crazy on desserts or sweets or those types of things. Now, some of the kids did, of course, but that's what kids get to do. So when we want to grow our business, we want to scale our business, the question becomes, how are we going to enforce our own boundaries? And that's a tough one for you. So that's where the community aspect comes in. Do we want to work out every day at 3 p.m.? No. But we knew that other people were going to be there at the gym. We said we had to be there. So we went ahead and did that. You know, I told Brigham I played pickleball. And the last day showed up there to play pickleball with him and everything like that. And then it rained. But we got a couple of points in. That was about it. And then he kicked my arse in ping pong. But we did that. It was, hey, let's go play a card game. Let's go do these things. We hung out and we were able to build deeper, faster relationships with people. Just from those personal experiences, just from different things that happened on that cruise. But you've got to show up and you've got to put the time into your business. As an entrepreneur, as a business owner, it's no longer 9 to 5, right? It's all hours of the day. It's all hands on deck often. So when you can do it with other people, and that can become pretty lonely if all your friends are working on a traditional job. Those types of things. So you need to surround yourself with that community that's going to hold you accountable. So in order to grow, we've got to decide, we've got to create our boundaries, we've got to create our schedule, and we've got to surround ourselves with the right people that are going to push us forward versus hold us back. So when you think about this and you're ready to make that entrepreneur leap, or you're ready to launch your business to the next level, figure out, what are you going to cut off? What are those decisions you're going to make to clear up time, space in your calendar so that you can grow your business, so that you can launch your business if you need to go ahead and do that, so that you're in the right place. And then, right, create those boundaries. Hey, I'm going to do this for my vitality, for my business, for my personal life, for my community. And then I'm going to surround myself with those right people. And that's really how you're going to grow and scale your business really fast. You know, 1 + 1 no longer equals 2 in today's world. We got new math. 1 + 1 = 1,000. So stay plugged in. Let's talk about how you can grow and scale your business as you want. Go back, watch some of the episodes of the Launch Button Podcast. We've got some amazing people coming out on the next few episodes. So I want you to be plugged in. I want you to understand that we're moving forward fast. And speed in today's world is the new currency. The faster we can get an idea out there, even if it's not perfect, I know some of you guys want everything to be perfect before you go ahead and do it. You just got to get some stuff out into the marketplace so people know who you are, what you're doing, and how fast you're growing and scaling your business. So growth is a mindset. It means I'm going to do whatever it takes to move myself forward. And once I get into momentum, it's easy to stay in momentum. The problem is once people get momentum, usually they stop, they celebrate, they slow down. We want you to keep going. So create those boundaries, just make those decisions, and find the community. If you want to hang out with us in the Final Percent group, you want to hang out with me on the Real Estate Investor group, you want to hang out on different things, or go find your own communities that you're going to get plugged into. But it's important you surround yourself with the right people. So we'll see you on the next episode of the podcast.
Thank you for joining us on the Launch Button Podcast, your gateway to unlocking your true potential and pursuing your passions. Don't let the journey end here. For more empowering insights, valuable resources, exclusive content, and free giveaways, visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com. At The Launch Button, we're dedicated to helping you break free from the ordinary and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Dive deeper into our episodes, access bonus materials, and connect with like-minded individuals on our website and our private community group. Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dreams? Subscribe to The Launch Button Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Remember, the power to transform your life lies within your grasp. Press the launch button and soar towards success. For more updates, behind-the-scenes content, and exclusive offers, follow us on social media, join the conversation using #TheLaunchButton, and share your journey with our vibrant community. Thank you for being a part of the Launch Button family. Together, let's ignite our dreams and embark on this journey together of growth and discovery. Visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com, and let's continue to launch your greatness. See you there.